Hello, patrons. Welcome to the post show. That was an episode. I'm exhausted after that episode. That was an episode.
I know, right? Jesus.
I went in. It was funny because I was thinking throughout the day. I feel like that episode was doomed from the beginning when I went looking for Shadrach and I failed horribly and left. Because I feel like at that point, Yoji was just done.
Right.
Because like he tried.
It could have turned into a like rescue situation, or like if you had seen him, Shatter could have been like, "There's boars in the woods. We gotta go deal with that shit."
Yeah.
But there was this misfire of the. It was, I liked it. I thought it was great. It's really nice. Like Zeke said, like you know, sometimes the game just decides it wants to do its own thing.
Yeah.
It's really fun watching that narrative emerge.
There were definitely moments from like Yoji's perspective, because I think Shadrach didn't want to leave the party. Yoji forced him out of it. I think Jadara didn't want Shadrach to leave the party. Yoji forced her hand. And I think Kalimat didn't really have a say in any of it. He tried to reason with Shadrach, but Yoji's like, no, this person has to die or he's with us. Like, it was either you die or you fight with us. So ultimately, it was like the whole thing occurred because of Yoji's stubbornness or something like that. But I felt that was totally true to character. And anything where it didn't feel 100% true, I left it up to roles. Because I didn't just want to be like, oh, yeah, you're right, Shadrach. Let's work together on this. Because he's so set in his ways in that stuff. But I thought it was fun. I thought the PvP aspect was great. I thought Adam did a fantastic job with that. I know chat obviously has their feelings about it, but I don't feel slighted at all, and I don't think Max feels slighted at all in terms of how that all went down. I thought it was super
I love the most bitterness in the whole episode was Max getting mad at me about him falling out of a tree.
Right, the most inconsequential thing.
Yeah, but what's interesting is, this episode combined this perfect storm of horse shit that was like, invisibility sucks to deal with. Some of the players see something and other players don't. Trying to communicate some stuff to one player and not to everybody else. PvP on top of all of that shit, where the stakes are all like out of my control. It's a lot. It's a fucking lot. And so I am glad that we managed to get through it the way we did. I'm a little surprised. Yeah. I'm proud of us. We did it.
Totally. I think I've encountered PvP once in D&D prior to this, where I was reverse of it in terms of I was the bad character with three good players. There was basically a moment of like, hey, do you want to try to like run away from this? Or do you want to just kind of submit and show yourself? And I ended up showing myself and they basically pinned me down, put a knife to my throat and just slit my throat. Because there really wasn't like any mechanical shit there. It was just like, do you want to die for what you believe in? Or do you want to try to get away? And I opted just to die. So I've never like had a roll for roll type PvP encounter like this.
There was a little bit of wrestling on Swan Song.
I guess that's true. But ultimately, it kind of worked out.
It was pretty much like you both wanted to. You wanted to decide. The decision had kind of been made in advance, which we didn't do this time.
I actually have this typed out, and I typed this out when we went to break, or maybe right before that. I said, Max, if me and Jadara attack, is that going to be fun for you? Or do you want to just RP this out? I don't want to just kill your character if you enjoy playing Shadrach, etc. Then I didn't send it because we had the conversation pretty much on the show. But that was ultimately what I was worried about is like, if Max cared about that character, I think I would have just been like, we'll figure something out.
Yeah. And we had a little bit of that talk at the beginning where we were like, you know, we can take a step outside our characters, which I know a lot of groups are like, we can't do that. That's terrible. It's a terrible idea. Like, you have to stay in character all the time. And it's like, well,
it's about fun.
We're doing more than just playing a game. Yeah.
Yeah. If people are having fun, then I'm all for it. But the second it steps out of like, hey, Max, we're going to kill your character that you really enjoy. Yeah,
the three of us are going to gang up on
you. I'm sorry, but that's just how it is. All right. Now roll for initiative. All right. Let's just, like, come on.
That feels rough.
Yeah. That sucks. Anyways, those are my kind of thoughts on all of that. I'm interested to hear Max's point of view on everything.
I was fine with the way it was going because ultimately it came down to, you know, I thought for a while about like what Shadrach would do and what I want to do as a player too. I enjoy playing Shadrach, but you know, if something fundamentally doesn't jive with the other players, like just for Shadrach. It didn't feel right for Shadrach to just, the thing was like, you guys were going to kill more, right? Regardless of what was going to happen. You guys were, your mission, your task was to go kill potentially more innocent people. And that does not sit well with Shadrach. He cannot let that happen. That's the reason why he's even like following you guys and part of your thing, because he wants to make sure that the bell isn't misused and that this cult isn't up to fuckery, which it of course it is. Like,
yeah.
Totally. So that's why we met at that point. And I'm like, I thought it was cool. Because that would feel stupid for my character.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, the question didn't, it wasn't about yes or no. It was about how long, how much indignity, how much suffering would Shadrach have to witness before he turned his back on this mission to like check out what the group was doing. And I think in a lot of ways, if we don't look at, especially in a limited arc like this, and I think more people should look at their characters like this in general, like how does the character serve the overall narrative? And like, is it cool to have a character leave because it's time and it says something about the group at large? For me, that was the big revelation for this episode, where I was like, oh, like Shadrach staying or leaving just tells us something about Yoji, Kalimat, and Jadara, right? Yeah. It casts them as these sort of desperate like outlaws instead of like, oh, they could turn around, or maybe they'll just turn it around. That's, they'll be okay.
That's ultimately what Yoji, or not Yoji, that's ultimately what Shadrach was trying to figure out, and me as a player was trying to figure out, you know, if whether or not, you know, this could potentially jive. I think you're muted, Zeke. I didn't hear what you said.
No, I wasn't speaking.
Oh, okay.
He's making a face.
You were saying like potentially blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I was ready to turn, man. I just need to do this one thing for other reasons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that speaks to Kalimat, or Kalimat as a character, right? Like,
Yeah. And like, Shadrach considered that, but ultimately the logic in his head was like, you're still saying to go, like, listen, I'll after this one murdering, this one little murder, you know, this one slaughtering of these people, and then you said, you know, like maybe we'll talk to them, we'll try to talk to them, but everybody else was not on board with that, really. They're just listen, this is how it is. You're either with us or not. So it was like a 2-1, you were outnumbered, so I couldn't trust that Yoji and Jadara would let that play.
Right. I think in my mind, the whole reason, and Adam actually asked me this, like, if is there any way that Yoji would side or change his mind? And I ultimately thought, you know, he's been doing this for hundreds of years. Why now would he just have like a complete change of heart? And I was like, no, there's no way. Only way that could happen is like his dad decided to show up. It was like, hey, don't fucking do this. And I'd be like, okay, all right, yeah, let's do that. But the pull of a gnome that he's known for 2 weeks is not enough to get him to change his entire being.
Yoji doesn't see what we see, right? Like Yoji isn't witnessing this morality play as it happens.
Right.
Yoji is Yoji. Yoji's in the moment, which is what allows us to sort of step back and see things differently, which I think is cool.
And I think I'm interested here as well. I know Kali could have obviously been swayed to go one way or the other. I think Jadara potentially could have. I don't know, Dan. Where do you sit on that? Do you think you could have been swayed to just be like, all right, let's move on from this and maybe get away from the cult as long as we help you in your ulterior motives?
Probably, if you had something to offer, but I don't think Shadrach had anything to offer Jadara to accomplish her mission.
Sure.
So I don't think like it would have jived, and that would be a risk. Whereas making sure that this mission's done is guaranteed to move me along in the cult I've been working so long on.
Right.
I don't think I would have been swayed to like, I think I could have been swayed to peacefully talk to the people and find out who the woman is first before we slaughter them. I think that would have been something I could have done. But other than that, like just abandoning the cult was not going to happen.
And that I thought about that too, like if Yoji would have a conversation with these people, but I think Yoji would actually deem that as more like embarrassing for the caravan, because they're just going to die regardless. Like they're not just going to give up this person. Their job is to protect them. So they're not just going to be like, you know what, take her. Well, you guys can have her. It's fine. And we're not going to let them get away, just like we wouldn't let Shadrach get away, because then they know that, you know, the cult potentially stole this person. So in my mind, it was like, well, they're going to die one way or the other. Even if we have a nice conversation with them beforehand and they're great people, they're still going to end up dying in some way.
Yeah.
And then I also didn't know what we'll see what happens. You guys brought up the idea of like using Kalimot to do like the strong ring. And I was like, that's what I was thinking before the show. But then in the middle of the show, I thought, well, that's going to kill the princess too. So maybe Yoji's not for that. Kalimot's obviously for that.
And also that would fuck you guys up.
Like, yeah. We'll also
the take ring fucks up everything. Like, so yeah. even if you don't hit maybe the other, you know, group or whatever, you're still fucking yourselves up unless, you know, Kalimot just goes off by himself and you guys go really, really far away from him.
Yeah.
We don't know what the strong ring looks like.
Or he's just like, or we polymorph him into something in the middle of the road and they walk by it and have him like, there's, I have ideas in terms of how that all is going to go.
Well, that polymorph idea is out the window now.
No, Dan can also polymorph, I believe.
Oh, okay.
If he has the spell selected, I think is how it works.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. But we'll see how that all goes. I'm curious to see what happens between like Kali and the rest, and Kali and Jadar and Yoji. Because I think like Jadar and Yoji are obviously on the same page, but I don't know how Kali's gonna. I don't know. I don't know how Yoji's gonna interact with Kali after all that, because he definitely could have helped.
Well, that's the thing. I was actually having it while you guys were doing your thing, your whole horse business. You're horsing around.
Man,
I was actually kind of chatting with the chat a little bit and talking about like what Kali believes and stuff like that. And I wrote something, Kali tries to interpret what is set before him and make the choice he thinks is the correct one, but not necessarily the good or evil one. Hmm. It's trying to determine like being like, if it's your fate, if you believe in fate, it is a strange thing because you could just lay in bed and be like, that's my fate. I'm laying in bed and stuff like that. But like, if you're going to be motivated to do something, then you have to give it a little effort, you know, like I can't just lay in bed, like I said.
Right.
So whatever happens from here on, like with you guys, it's a kind of a cold way to look at things, but it's kind of where he's regressed to. Like, he was so full of life and, you know, joy and like happiness and all that kind of shit and laughter and stuff like that. And Shadr kind of reminded him of that. Like, oh, that's right. The world fucking blows.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. I don't know. I think next episode is going to be even crazier in some regards, because
yeah,
with what Yoji knows about the bell, it would have literally been like Kalimot closes his eyes and kills Shadrach, and it's done. We move on. Like, I think that's going to be probably the first conversation when he gets back to camp with all the fucking sparrows.
I think it was interesting too, just to see you guys how much you guys went after him. I was joking about it, you know, obviously on the show and stuff, but it kind of proves, like you're saying, like that narrative and seeing how these characters actually are. Like, they so desperately want to get Shadrick because like once that switch is flipped, it's flipped. It's like, all right, fuck you. Like, we're going to kill him. And for Yoji too, like just panic shooting at sparrows, 'cause he knows that's going to come down on him eventually, 'cause he kind of vouched for Shadrick.
Oh yeah.
And for Shadrick's, you know, point, like when he saw Jadara, you know, show him like her past and stuff, he was like, that's sad. But that doesn't change anything. like horrible stuff happens to people, and it makes them go down a path, but it doesn't mean they need to stay on that path, you know?
Right.
But that's how he, like, you know, rationalized it in his head. And same thing with Kalimot. He's like kept bringing up fate and everything like that. And how he feels like this is the way. It's like, oh, great, you feel that way? Well, you're still doing horrible shit. So
yeah,
for him, it did not make sense for him to stay on that path.
Totally. Yeah, I get it.
No, but that's the thing that I was arguing, or not arguing, but discussing in chat, like, is Kalimot evil? Is it, he's doing all blah, blah, blah. It's like, it's not the way this world works, man. It's not horrible.
Yeah. I don't think it's evil.
I'm returning people to the wheel, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I think that's where the fundamental like disagreements in philosophy go, like,
totally,
because Shadrach doesn't believe in the wheel or heaven or any of that stuff. So that there's an element of that too, right? Mm-hmm. Where the spirits of the earth are an older religion and predate the current understanding of reincarnation and stuff. Yeah. So and there, it totally makes sense that you would have a butting heads there.
And for a time too, like, you know, when we met with the king and it became, you know, apparent or shared with Shadrach that, you know, the ultimate goal is to wake up the primordials. It's like, oh yeah, cool. You're going to do that. That sounds like kind of cool. That should be good. Right. But then it's the way that you're going about doing it that is an issue for Shadrach.
I think that's also where Yoji's going to get yelled at, is because like the forest is obviously a pretty big player when it comes to like the primordial world. And for those ties to potentially just be fucked is not going to reflect well on him. I think now more than before this, Yoji could be potentially swayed to be like, to run away from the cult, to like get the fuck away. But then it comes into play like, you know, he can't live forever then. So how the fuck is that all going to work? I don't know. I think next episode's going to be a little crazy, especially with like a new character coming in. Who knows how that person's going to fit into all this. They'll bring their own. Max will have that character bring their own stuff into it, and it'll be crazy for sure. And then somehow, some way, we have to get back to Ramus and Berg across the fucking world.
Yeah. I mean, like, this is happening. Like, whatever happens at the end of this will be like, stop, rewind. Now, while that was going on, what were Ramus and Berg doing? So, yeah, we don't have to worry too much about the sort of time difference, in the sense that once Ramus and Berg are done, and once Kali and Yoji are done, stop. Then we figure out how they got back together, and then we're good, right? We don't have to worry too much about.
Yeah.
Too much about worrying about that.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's super fun getting to explore this other thing. And I feel like everybody's kind of like more willing to take risks because they know these aren't kind of like this is a side story, right? Mm-hmm. And this idea of like it's going to change the characters. And yeah, totally. It's
cool. As much as I like Shadrach, you know, he's not Berg. He doesn't have as much history and stuff to it. And it is like you said, it's a side story. But also it just lined up with how Shadrach was. He's kind of neutral, good, like ish. You know, he's not lawful good, but once you start fucking with things, like the big thing is fucking with the forest. Like the forest is dying, you know, and being corrupted all around him because of this cult, because of what they're doing, because of unearthing this bell. He's just like, something's got to give. I'm out. This is fucked up.
Right.
Yeah. And I think it also speaks to the, I guess to like the size of the character for him to only be in the show 4 or 5 episodes and have like dramatic effects on the overall campaign just by existing. Right. So that was definitely cool as well.
Yeah. I like that about it too. The idea of like a character can have an impact that isn't just like they killed the big bad monster at the end of the quest, or like they affected a thing actively in the setting. They can have an effect simply by having existed and helped us understand the characters in their quest better, understand the world better.
Totally.
Which ultimately I think is a more valuable exercise.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see. I'm super curious how the caravan goes next episode. Because if Zeke or if Kalimot gets his way, granted Yoji doesn't know this obviously, but if he gets 2 fails in the sense of Shadrach getting away and the princess or whatever the person is that we're capturing dies, that's going to look really fucking bad for Yoji. And Kalimot, if he does succeed in that, him and Yoji might also butt heads some. So it, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I'm definitely curious to see how that all goes. And I don't want to say too much there because I don't want to sway Zeke one way or the other, and I don't want to sway me one way or the other. Yeah. So I just want it to play out as best as possible without any bias. Anything else from that? Also, the fucking draft horses, really? Like, that's so stupid. That was so unbelievable.
They're on the list. They're on the list. Yep, it's pretty stupid, but like, that's how it goes. That's the spell. If you're able to pick, the spell is way overpowered.
Oh, yeah. You just pick something that's best for the situation, right?
Yeah, exactly. But if you can't, you get all of these like these creatures, and then it's like, well, okay, that's what we got. I got these creatures.
Yeah.
Which I think is pretty funny.
Yeah.
The hyenas were great. The hyenas were really like very, yeah, very, that very appropriate some pressure for the situation.
On, yeah, I had to make some moves and say some things to Adam.
Yeah. What was really fun was the you could have gotten, like, you avoided the total bullshit stuff. It was like,
oh, like sharks.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you like the when you summon the hyenas, you could have gotten like a swarm of piranhas.
Yeah.
It just would have been like bloop onto the ground.
Just flop around.
Just flopping around, biting and flopping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was dumb.
That's the thing. I do like that spell is random simply because
it creates chaos. It creates
situations in which it can be crazy helpful or not.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Totally. Anything else from the episode you guys want to bring up? I think we kind of covered a lot of it.
Yeah. No, I think it was a good one. It was cool. We did a ton of stuff. And then, I mean, it's one of those vignette episodes, right? Where like a lot happened, but we didn't really like do
30 minutes passed, maybe.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah. If that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, cool. All right.
This is probably the first episode that I didn't get any experience to.
Yeah. Experience is right. Real fuck.
Cause well, you plan to do a thing and then the game goes another direction.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Except me. Ha ha.
There you go. I got a little bit. Well, cool. That's going to do it then for episode 90 here on Patreon for the post show. Max, have fun rolling a new character. Are you going to roll your stats?
Yeah, probably.
You want to roll six stats right now? For...
No, not now.
Oh, come on, man, please. You don't have to assign them. Just roll.
Yeah, you don't have to assign them.
Just roll six. The six.
Numbers. All right, fuck it. Okay. We'll add some spice and juice to this.
I like spicy juice.
All right.
Okay.
40-61.
So yeah, in roll 20 slash R space 4d6, and then yeah, either K3 or D1.
Which both commands work? Yeah.
They're the same thing. Oh, yeah.
4d6, K3.
Yeah, 46 K3. Like that, and that'll give you...
It doesn't roll all of them at once, does it?
Nope.
Yeah, roll. No, it'll roll all four and then give you one of your stats. So like, okay, just like I did. Cool.
So slash R space 4D6 K3. Yep. No space or plus between the K.
Yep. 4D6 K3.
First one. Pretty middling.
12.
Average.
Yeah. I mean, below average because it's 46 keep 3.
11.
Average.
All right.
Hat.
17. Right.
There you go.
Not bad.
There you go.
Another one.
11, 17, 11. Okay. Yep.
And what do we got?
Two more.
Big money.
Two more.
Big potato mop.
14.
14.
Right. Your secondary stat.
There's always going to be a nine. Ooh. There's always going to be a nine. Okay.
That's pretty average, yeah, basically.
Pretty average.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. If you put that 17, make it a 16, and that 13, make it a 14, it's basically the same rolls that you get to choose from.
Yeah,
that's pretty down the middle on that one.
Yeah,
which is fine. Right.
That's okay. Right. It's not Berg, so that's good.
Racial bonuses and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah, you can get a 20 out of that easily for sure, especially with like your plus stats from level 4 and whatever else character or whatever else class you choose, you'll get some benefits. Yeah,
it'd be more upsetting if I wasn't starting from a higher level.
Yeah, 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 for sure. You got some options. Cool. All right, that character creation will be off stream, so there won't be a video for anything. So don't ask me about that, or don't pester them about that. They're going to do that on their own time. We'll be back with more, especially new character. I'm curious how a new character is going to work in terms of the overlays, I guess. I don't know. I might have talked with Barry about that.
Barry.
Always new stuff. Hey, Barry, the cool thing was...
fix it.
Why don't you just leave it all question marks like we did with you, Yoji, Mr. Man of Mystery?
Because I don't know how to put question marks into the overlays when they
on top of that shit, if the overlay is gonna out my secret initiative creatures, then it's you don't get to hide your character sheet either.
That's true. That's also true. By the way, a cool point. When we added 8 of those horses, the overlay did not break. So that was a good test to see if it was gonna break.
On Barry's point of view. With the draft horses.
Yeah. Yeah. So the horses did work in some way. Just not in the way that Yoji wanted. We're going to get out of here. We'll see you next week for more. Monday. What?
Monday one shot.
Oh, yeah. One shot. Right. Vampires. There's a 2-hour character creation.
Vampers.
If you want to watch that, here for patrons. So go watch that if you want. We're out.
Ingram.
Bye. See you next week.